Bible says we gotta work to make the facts fit the false charges.
The devil's advocates, making radio great again.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open 844-967-2789.
Dominic, independent groups, talking about big money, no whammies, independent groups have already booked $56 million in TV ads for the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin alone. $56 million, that's independent expenditures. That's not the campaigns.
Damn.
Politics, where the big money's being spent.
Well, it's no $7 billion for the Big Ten, but, you know, there's some money there.
Well, that's a multi-year contract. We're talking over the next 90 days. Let's get to our callers. Always want to hear from you, our fine football fans and basketball fans and high school football fans and Glory Day rememberers. Guys like Andy from Beaver Dam.
Fans.
Welcome, Andy. How you doing, man?
Well, you guys, don't give me that stuff about being old. I mean, you guys are living the dream. You both got wonderful spouses. You're going to be empty nesters in the next couple of years, probably. So, you know, don't give me that crying stuff there. But that's the reason.
Hey, we appreciate afternoon delight just like the next couple of radio hosts, Andy. And yes, we are getting older, but we're aging well, like fine wine.
Yes, just ask us.
Yeah, you guys are still handsome dudes, but whenever I have a question about the radio industry, I always go to my go-to guy, Crudy. And my question for the day, since you're kind of on sports and whatever, is why is Big Good Karma Boy turning the local AM station into a ESPN radio station in this market? You know, and he's putting everything else, all the local stuff on the FM. And I'm just wondering what's the angle on that?
Well, I think
he would do that.
I think Civic Media scared him out of the marketplace. What can I say? who am I to speculate on what Craig Karmazin and Good Karma do? They own WTMJ. No. They own ESPN in Milwaukee and Madison. They own ESPN in Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. I would say he's kind of all in on the ESPN brand. And to see what just happened in Milwaukee, not to get too much in the weeds here in the media market, but a radio station called The Fan, 1250 AM, got turned off effectively. They turned off the local host in Milwaukee, including Hall of Famer, recently anointed Hall of Famer Leroy Butler was unceremoniously fired off The Fan yesterday. What I would say is it's a changing marketplace on the national level. ESPN has kind of gotten out of the business and allowed local guys like Craig Karmazin to buy up and become affiliates. And above and beyond that, there's obviously money and cover in sports. People love sports. And the gambling aspect of sports, Andy, has revitalized the industry. Do you know that we've got pari-mutuel gambling, effectively? We've got sports gambling in the state of Wisconsin? I mean, 20 years ago, we had dog races. Now I can go up to the Oneida and I can start betting on college football? I mean, that is quite a change. That is quite a change. I think I think the Forest County Pottawatomie might have just gotten permission as well to do sports gambling through their casinos. And when they each renew their tribal packs with the state of Wisconsin, every tribe will have the right. Because if one gets it, they all have the right. So there will be sports gambling all across the state. And that is quite a change. But you can't buy legal weed here, you know, because God forbid.
Oh, hell no. But I see. Well, I think civic media is something to be reckoned with. I mean, you've got that connection with that guy, and you're doing that local. That it helps to bond you with the listeners when you get involved with things other than just politics. You know,
Andy, when you hear the high school football coverage in Nakusa this year, man, you're gonna get wowed.
I wish I could reach that Well, yeah, that's right.
You can reach it. Anyone can reach it. A, you could listen on TuneIn. You could just say TuneIn or Alexa. I'll make your Alexa go off right now. Alexa, play WFHR on TuneIn. Or if you want to hear Crudy tomorrow night at 7 o'clock doing the high school game in Nakusa, Alexa, play WIRI on TuneIn. And the little AI machine will do all the hard work for you.
It'll do all that stuff. Man, that's,
Andy, do you know how many high school kids' names I'm going to butcher tomorrow night?
All of them. Unless his name's Mike Crute, and even then it's a 50-50, Andy.
Well, you know, they should. You should go through the names and kind of, you know, ask around what's the proper pronunciation, but there's probably not enough time.
Andy, I do that before we book guests on this show. It never helps me. Because even if I get it right five times, then that sixth time, I remember how Dom mispronounced it. Like, Dom will mispronounce something six times, I'll hear him. And then we'll get the proper pronunciation. Then I'll go through all the machinations in my head.
Andy, that's so not true. That's so not true. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Do appreciate it. As always, the gambling thing, Curtis. You mean, we've had gambling. I remember gambling in college, man. We'd, you know, get the lock of the week, man. We call the service.
I give you the lock of the week.
And then we'd make our bets. There's been gambling as long as there have been sports or flipping of the coins. It was always there. It's always going to be there. It's just a matter. It's just like smoking weed or anything else. It's a matter of how we as a society are honest with ourselves on how we, you know, tax it, regulate it. You know, make it so you don't have to send Beetle over with a lead pipe to collect, because, you know, it's your credit card that's locked into the game, and you can go online and gamble in lots of spots now. But what? Not in Wisconsin. We have to physically go to a sports book.
You know, I have not. You know, I was out in Vegas when the Packers played last year over, I think it was the Christmas holiday, and I did not place a bet. I did get the MGM Sportsbook app, but I would say I have never placed a legal bet on college or professional football or Little League Baseball or some of the other things I gamble on. I'm a degenerate, I admit it. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
Giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.